Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page, on the one to count on for today's news and local information. AM and FM KCII. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News. On today's program, I'm talking with multiple members of the Washington High School Drama Department's cast of Cinderella, as well as the director, Brett Pearson, about their upcoming performance of Cinderella. Great. So, we will get started. If we could just go down the line and say your name and what grade you are in and what role you will be portraying for this production.
I am Kevin Flannery. I'm a senior, and I will be playing Prince Topher.
I'm Bailey Reese. I am also a senior, and I will be playing Ella.
I'm Charlotte Windmill. I'm also a senior, and I will be playing Charlotte.
I'm Molly Klinsman. I'm a senior, and I'll be playing Madame, or the evil stepmother.
I'm Levi Applegate, once again a senior, and I will be portraying the role of Lord Pinkleton.
Very good. So this rendition of Cinderella is maybe a little bit different from like the Disney version, since all these characters actually have names and stuff. Can you tell me a little bit how it'll be different from what people might be expecting?
So this is based on the original Rodgers and Hammerstein score, and then it has an adapted script. So the Rodgers and Hammerstein version is one that people are familiar with. It was originally written for TV, starred in the very first production. Julie Andrews is Cinderella. This is a little bit different. A lot of the same music, but some new songs and then also some new lines. As is obvious, Ella's name is Ella, not Cinderella. Topher is Prince. There is no king and queen in this version. One of the stepsisters isn't as evil as the original version, so just it's a little bit different. The music is completely different. It will be nothing like what you know from Disney, but really catchy tunes all the way around.
Very good. And for the newcomers, will you just say who you are, what grade you're in, and what role you will be portraying?
Hi, I'm Keegan R. Colby. I'm a senior this year, and I will be playing the French revolutionary Jean-Michel.
Hi, I'm Matthew Vanderpool, and I'm a senior, and I just play a bunch of different chorus roles.
My name's Emma Kay. I'm a senior, and I am a stage manager.
Brett Pearson, and I'm the director.
Very good. Awesome. So not quite what people maybe would think of when they think Cinderella, but that's because they just haven't been exposed to the wonderful classic that is this production yet. And hopefully lots and lots of people go and see this. So what has been the most fun part so far of this production?
Probably learning all the choreography. There will be some dancing. There will be a lot of crowd scenes, a lot of singing, and just stuff like that.
I've enjoyed seeing the characters because I am used to the normal Disney version that everybody knows. So being able to see that, like, the desires of the prince and Jean-Michel especially, I think that's entertaining to kind of watch my castmates portray those characters in their own way. And it's exciting to see a new version of Cinderella that I haven't heard of before.
Doing the French accent has been very fun. It is very bad, but I have lots of fun.
Well, what's a production without some comic relief? And that, exactly. As long as you know, that's what you're supposed to be, and everyone laughs, exactly. And that's a good thing, right?
Definitely. Yeah.
And what's been one of the more challenging parts of this production so far?
There have been, I think, a few limitations with, like we've been saying, like this is very different from like the Cinderella that people know, and so I think even we sometimes kind of forget that. And it can just be hard adapting to something where you're like, you know the names of some of these characters, like Cinderella, but it's like slightly different. And so it's kind of hard to get yourself used to that and just get into like the groove of being in this universe instead of the Disney one. So.
I think another hard part is that the musical takes place during the spring. Like right now it's during the spring. And I like half of our cast, maybe more, is involved in track and soccer.
Yeah. It's made it a little bit difficult to get people here and get them ready to practice.
I have faith in us, though. I think it's going to be a really good show.
That's something I've always noticed. With every production that you do, you always feel like, oh, we're not going to get it done. We're not going to get there in time. And it always comes together, and it always goes well because the audience never knows what the mess-ups are during it, so it's fine, right? Yeah, great. And so, like, set-wise, what are we looking at for a set? Because when you think of Cinderella, you think of extravagant scenery and everything else. I saw a pumpkin earlier, yeah. So that's a good sign. That's a good start.
So while we won't have all the Broadway magic that this show is written with in mind, we've developed some of our own magic. We've got a cottage that you will see both sides of. We will have a pumpkin that transforms into a carriage. Oh, of course, as I've been reminded multiple times, our fantastic costumer, Lisa Hughes, has gotten together. All of our dresses will magically transform. So in this version, the fairy godmother actually is on stage a lot more, and she actually goes through a transformation. So we'll see that. We'll see Ella's transformation. We have actually two transformations for Ella. And then, of course, there will be scenery changes. We go from the cottage, we go to a forest, we end up at the palace ball. People appear from random spots on the stage. It's got lots of fun elements that'll be really good.
Awesome, yeah. So remind me again, when this show is, what the ticket prices are, and who should go.
So our performances are Friday and Saturday are at 7:30 and Sunday's at 2:30. The ticket prices for students are $5, and for adults it's $10.
And everyone should go, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. Definitely.
What else are you going to do with your time? I mean, come on.
Exactly. Well, thank you all so much for talking to me today. Break all the legs for your performance of Cinderella. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was director Brett Pearson and some Washington High School Drama Department members joining on today's Halcyon House Washington page to talk about their upcoming performance of Cinderella. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Jennifer Wilkerson with KCII News.